The Present Truth. One day in July, my husband brought home from Middletown 1,000 copies of the first number of his paper. Several times, while the matter was being set, he had walked to Middletown, 8 miles, and back, but this day he had borrowed Brother Belden's horse and buggy with which to bring home the papers. The precious printed sheets were brought into the house and laid upon the floor, and then a little group of interested ones were gathered in, and we knelt around the papers, and with humble hearts and many tears besought the Lord to let His blessing rest upon these printed messengers of truth. When we had folded the papers, and my husband had wrapped and addressed copies to all those who he thought would read them, he put them into a carpet bag, and carried them on foot to the Middletown post office. During July, August, and September, 4 numbers of the paper were printed at Middletown. Each number contained 8 pages. The size of the pages was about 6 by 9 1/2 inches. Always before the papers were mailed, they were spread before the Lord, and earnest prayers, mingled with tears, were offered to God that His blessing would attend the silent messengers. Soon after the sending out of the first number, we received letters bringing means with which to continue publishing the paper, and also the good news of many souls embracing the truth. With the beginning of this work of publishing, we did not cease our labors in preaching the truth, but traveled from place to place, proclaiming the doctrines which had brought so great light and joy to us, encouraging the believers, correcting errors, and setting things in order in the church. In order to carry forward the publishing enterprise, and at the same time continue our labors in different parts of the field, the paper was from time to time moved to different places.